Day 11. Tolerations. Humans have a habit of waiting for things to get bad before they make a move. Waiting for them to get bad, or at least bad enough. Have you noticed this? Is there some area of your own life where you're doing that right now? I like to think that all problems are opportunities, and those opportunities present themselves in a series of stages, right? There's the first stage where it's just a little inkling. It doesn't even really feel like a problem yet. It's just a little thought of like, oh, I wonder if I should do something about this. Oh, I wonder if I should change this or move this or try this new thing. It's just a little thought, just a little twinkle. It's what I call the sparkly breadcrumb. Now, if you ignore the sparkly breadcrumb, you may next find yourself receiving an invitation. That's an offer of some kind. Somebody says, hey, do you want to come to this thing with me? Or maybe you see something online and you click on it, or you find a book randomly in some odd place that speaks to your new desire, to that thing that you want to change. That's an invitation. If you ignore both the sparkly breadcrumb and the subsequent invitation, eventually you will have what becomes a toleration. This is where you're having pretty much a full-time awareness that something needs to change. You feel uncomfortable in your clothes. You feel short-tempered with the people you're with. You're unhappy with what's going on, but you're not sure exactly what action to take, so you don't take any action, and you forget that not taking action is, in fact, an action. Let me say that again. You forget that not taking action is, in fact, a decision, and an action in and of itself. It's the decision to let things get worse. And eventually, you will have an emergency. And then you'll have to change. An emergency can look like a diagnosis. It can look like an eviction. It can look like an affair or a divorce or getting fired or demoted. Those are emergencies. And in some ways, as much as we don't like it when those things happen, we also feel a little bit of relief because now we know that we have to take action and it's kind of not our fault. What I want to express to you is for you to start noticing the opportunities you have to take action before things are an emergency. Because once something is an emergency, it's going to be expensive. It's in a rush, and you have limited choices. If you start paying attention to those sparkly breadcrumbs, to those interesting invitations, and especially to your tolerations, you can start taking action sooner. You'll have more choices. You can nip things in the bud. You can do preventative maintenance. You can explore your options without the pressure of an emergency. Just for today, put a toleration on your could-do list. One thing that you know you need to change sooner or later, and see if you can't make it sooner. See how that feels. And understand that the things you are tolerating right now are just the natural blossoming of an invitation for you to change and grow and lead a happier, better, more contributive life. Are you ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Creator, Mother, Father, God, divine light shining through us, divine love expressing as us. We come to you in circle. And in the center of that circle are all the things that we want to change. All the things that we think need improving. In ourselves, in our lives, in the world. It's a big pile. And if we had to do it all by ourselves, that would be exhausting. But we know enough to trust the process of life. to trust that we will notice the things that are within our power to change, and that we will be given the tools and mechanisms to change them, that we are up to the task. To trust that the things that are outside of our power, outside of our sphere of influence, are being handled. We trust the process. We trust that we will be brave in the face of change. You may say you hate change, but change sure loves you. Trust the process. And know that there are mysteries unfolding. Wheels are spinning that you know nothing about. Miracles happen all the time. Trust the process. We are so grateful for the process of life. Amen.